A Smorgasbord Prime Cut, a Made in Minnesota podcast.
Hey, very good morning and welcome back here on KDUZ. Pleased to be joined now by Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
It seems like the month goes really, really quick. Then I get to talk to you again.
Here. I know. So. It's just, yeah.
And this today, I know you and I chatted off the air about this. I'm not sure if we did on the air or not about this. But you guys have a brand new app.
Yes, we sure do.
Maybe I'll start there. Just tell us, just because we'll go into more details. But in a nutshell, what is it?
So it's our community's new digital hub. It's a place where our residents and visitors can easily find local businesses, events, and resources. And so we're designing it to drive visibility, engagement, and growth for businesses in our community. And just really one easy-to-use platform for everybody here to find all the information and all the much and hutch going on.
So how did this idea come about to do this?
Interestingly, a year ago at this time, pretty much, I was at a conference and was meeting with many vendors. This was a Midwest Chamber Executives Conference. So, you know, Midwest chambers, all the different states represented. And I heard about an app and I was like, well, that sounds like a really great idea. And then I just so happened to get an email from our EDA saying, hey, there's this grant that I'm interested in going for. What would be something the community could really use? So they applied for the grant, ended up getting it matched by Citizens Bank. Here we are a year later, and it just launched as of 1 month ago today. So this is
something folks can download right now here. And to clarify, this isn't just an app for those living in Hutch. It's for if you're going to come here or do something in this town, it's for you, correct?
Absolutely. So we really want it to be for the residents to be able to figure out, you know, everything from our live at work categories to different shopping, eating and drinking. But more importantly, we're going to use it and we're going to leverage it to showcase all the things that Hutchinson offers. We actually have influencers coming in next week and their whole entire segment is going to be using the app and navigating around Hutchinson. So we're really going to start using this to promote tourism, to drive people to come here. And there's just so many different reasons, whether it is to just come and stay for a weekend or ultimately to live here and stay here forever.
Well, and nowadays, I think, you know, and I'll use myself and as an example, just this past weekend, you know, the Hutch football team played up in Detroit Lakes. I used Detroit Lakes' version of this to plan my entire, you know, we stayed up there, we did some things, they got some trolls, you know, we had some fun up there, you know, but we used, I planned our entire trip off of basically what you're saying Hutch now has.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're one of few communities that has one of these. We're the only one that I know of in Minnesota where it is free to all of the businesses. It's typically a chamber run, pay to play kind of a system. But again, through that grant, we are just given the top access and the best listing opportunities for everyone. So yeah, we have ours now too.
There you go. And hopefully, as you mentioned, that brings more people because it does make it easier. Yet again, to go back to mine, you know, I got one spot and I can look at every single thing. I can where I want to eat, where I want to stay, where I want to go, you know. It makes it easier for folks like that.
It sure does. And then it's right at their fingertips. Yeah. You know, it just makes it more accessible for everyone. And this is just, it's so intuitive and it's really easy to use. It's really easy to download. It does. It makes it better for everyone.
Well, you mentioned a couple of the categories, but just to tell us about, you know, the different areas on this app and what folks can see.
Yep. So we decided to highlight five different categories. We're doing events. So it's pretty much a full calendar of everything going on in Hutchinson and links to all of the information that you would need. You can even pop in there and be like, I'm coming to Hutchinson, you know, the first week in November. What's going on? We're also doing a category of eat and drink. So think restaurants, breweries, and more, just another resource to figure out, you know, where to do all of those things. Who's having specials? Just what is accessible within Hutchinson? We're also doing a shop section. So that's, you know, local makers, retail stores, boutiques. We've got a ton of stuff and it's just directing people so that they're able to find and filter through what they're looking for, whether that's thrift stores or clothes shopping or gun shopping or, you know, whatever it is that they're looking for. And then we're going to develop our stay and play. So when I think of that, I think of like hotels, attractions, recreation, entertainment. We're going to start customizing special Hutchinson itineraries down to this is exactly 72 hours that you could do if you are really into wine and beer. Here's another one if you're into recreation. Here's a fun couples weekend. Here's a girls trip. You know, we're going to really start unrolling all of those. And then the last is live and work. And so we're working really hard behind the scenes with different city and county folks to become a resource for services, professionals, and resources. Just a one-stop shop for anything that you need to know, whether you're moving here, you already live here, just making it easier for people to find these things.
And sometimes, you know, on these apps too, when you're looking for restaurants or shop, or you look through like, oh, I didn't realize we had that.
Yep.
And it's because you hear about these things and you think, well, that's just for the tourists. No, it is for the tourists, but it can be for the folks that live here too.
Definitely. And maybe shining a spotlight. I heard the statistic once that 85% of people go to 5 restaurants or less. And at that time I was like, you know, I'm guilty of that. You get into what you like, you kind of do what you do, but maybe this is a way to expose new people to experiences that they're just not seeing within our community. And again, you can kind of have like a little staycation too. Maybe hit up some places you haven't gone to lately, or you know, just have new experiences in general.
There you go. Now, you also have a little program about this too, correct? A lunch and learn program?
Yes. So we're trying to educate our businesses, our nonprofits, just basically anyone that wants to learn how to enhance their listing. I describe it as AI essentially went online, scraped all the information and plugged it into the app for us. But now it's our turn to refine it and really make it shine. So November 5th, we're doing another lunch and learn sponsored by the Southwest Initiative Foundation. And it's from noon to one. So it's free. You can sign up and learn all there is to know about this app. It's kind of more of a workshop design where there's Q&A. You'll have it downloaded, ready to go, and we can just help. So if you have any questions about that, you can definitely reach out to the chamber and we can help you get signed up.
And that was going to be my question. If folks hear that and they want to come, how can they get signed up?
Yep, just call the chamber, email us at info@explorehutchinson.com. Check it out on our website. We've got an event on Facebook. You know, there's tons of different ways, but yeah, just reach out. We'll get you signed up or teach you how to sign yourself up. And then, yeah, come eat lunch, network, and learn all about Much and Hutch app.
There you go. We got more coming up. We got another segment here with Val McIntoon coming up here on KDUZ. Back here on KDUZ, here on the Smorgasbord, we got Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce. Just talked about your app. That's what's going to highlight a lot of different things here. Another thing to highlight all the different things you guys have in Hutchinson here. You got an event, Evening on Main. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is actually a 100% Main Street Business Owner Initiative. They decided to put this together again this year. It started out with our friends over at Something to Crow About, but now they've included over 20 different businesses. And essentially, you get this really great shop and win card. So from now until Thursday, if you get up to 6 stamps on your card, you can turn it in and be entered to win a Louis Vuitton purse, which is just a ton of fun. But other than that, it's just a great night to get out. Every one of these stores and restaurants are offering specials. You know, it's finally fall. It feels cold. Like, we're ready to start buying scarves and just start buying the candles and kind of getting ready for this season. So, you know, you'll zip into all of the different stores and they'll be offering promos, but it's just a really fun night out on Main Street.
As long as we don't go from 90 on the weekend to like 30, you know.
I know.
Let's have a little bit of fall here.
A little bit of fall. We need a fall. We need this nice long fall.
We certainly do. Give us the details, the when, the where, and all that again.
So we're talking Thursday, October 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. So Evening on Main, just go up and down Main Street. Check out all the different stores. If you need one of the cards, you can stop into the chamber. But then pretty much every other business on Main Street that's participating, they'll have a sign hanging in their window that says Evening on Main. And they have these postcards as well if you want to be a part of that. But otherwise, the specials pertain to everyone. So everyone can go bop around. You know, we got everybody from Main Street Antiques. You know, we have the Center for the Arts. You know, there's just Below Zero, Home Again. I mean, just everybody. Everybody's included. And they're adding more to the list. So definitely check it out.
Well, and I know I said I don't want winter to come anytime soon here, just like seconds ago. It's not a terrible idea, though, to get your Christmas shopping done now. You know, and because I know there's going to be other deals, and we'll talk probably next month about some of those events. But it's not a terrible idea to walk down Main Street and take a look at all those.
Definitely not. Start local. You know, I that's my shopping approach. I don't always find everything that I need in Hutchinson, but at least I start there. And then I just love... I started arts and crafts, to be honest. I started a little bit earlier, but being able to just go to these events, have a great time, and then scoop up a couple gifts here and there for different people. Yeah, this is the perfect opportunity to do that. And some of the summer stuff is getting clearanced out, you know, and making its way off the shelf. But yes, definitely all that seasonal stuff is starting to come into the stores.
There you go. Check that. Check out that and more. Hutchinson Chamber, you got a nice website, and now you have a nice app to go with it, too.
Yeah. Much and Hutch.
Much and Hutch.
Download it in any of the app stores.
There you go. Thank you, Val.
Thank you.
Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce, here on the Smorgasbord.
Local voices, statewide stories. A Made in Minnesota podcast.